Here's Pastor Brian as he continues this week's study.
Welcome to the program today, and all this week we are studying Daniel chapter 9, verses 24 through 27, which is the backbone of all biblical prophecy. As we come to verse 25 and verse 26, we're actually told the very day that the Messiah would show up at his first coming. These verses read this way: "Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the command to restore and build Jerusalem until Messiah the Prince, there shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again, and the wall, even in troublesome times. And after the 62 weeks, Messiah shall be cut off, but not for himself." So here we have the beginning point of this time, this 490-year period, starting with a command, and then ending in what verse 26 says, the Messiah shall be cut off. And that term, cut off, means to suffer the death penalty. So what we have here in verse 25 and verse 26 is that from a specific point in time, a specific command that's given, 483 years later, the Messiah is going to show up and die. That's exactly what Daniel predicts, and that's exactly what has happened in human history. So let's work through this important portion of Daniel chapter 9. Verse 25, he says, "Know therefore and understand." So this isn't something that's to be mystical or some sort of vague prophecy, but it is specific. It's something that we should understand. We have the ability to know what it means with the help of the Holy Spirit. So as you study Bible prophecy, don't give up and say, "Oh, it's too difficult. I don't understand these things." Here we're told that we need to understand these truths. And here's the beginning point of this 490 years that is predicted for the nation of Israel in Jerusalem. It says that from the going forth of the command to restore and build Jerusalem. Then also it says the street shall be built again and the wall, even in troublesome times. So here we have a command that is going to be given to restore and build Jerusalem, which will also affect the rebuilding of the wall. Now, in the Jews' history, as well as in the scriptures, there's actually four different commands that are recorded that could possibly apply to this prophecy. The first one is the decree of King Cyrus in approximately 538 or 537 BC. This is recorded in Ezra chapter 1, as well as in Ezra chapter 6, as well as 2 Chronicles 36, 22 through 23. The second command is the king of Darius, which confirms the decree of Cyrus as recorded in Ezra 6, verses 6 through 12. The third decree found in the scriptures is the decree of Artaxerxes in 458 BC, which is found in Ezra chapter 7, verses 11 through 26. And the fourth decree, which is the one that Daniel actually is predicting, is the decree of Artaxerxes on March 14, 445 BC, which is recorded in Nehemiah chapters 1 through 2. Now, we know that the fourth decree mentioned, the decree of Artaxerxes, is the accurate one because it is the only one that authorized the rebuilding of the city as well as the rebuilding of the temple. The first two decrees by Cyrus and Darius were only in reference to the temple being rebuilt. There's no reference to the rebuilding of the wall or the city in either of these two decrees. And the third decree mentioned, the one of Artaxerxes in Ezra chapter 7, simply confirms the other two decrees that are already given. So it's the fourth decree by Artaxerxes on March 14th, 445 BC, preserved for us in Nehemiah chapter 1 and 2 that Daniel is predicting here. And what makes this prophecy so incredibly accurate, it says from this command until the Messiah the Prince, there shall be 7 weeks. And remember, these weeks in the context is a 7-year period. So here it's there's going to be seven-year periods, which is 49 years, and 62 weeks, which turns out to be 434 years. The street shall be built again, and the wall, even in troublesome times. So Daniel here says that when this command is given, 483 years later, the Messiah will show up on the scene. And what makes his prophecy even that much more incredible, it doesn't just say the Messiah is going to show up, but verse 26 says, "And after the 62 weeks, Messiah shall be cut off, but not for himself." And this is a term, cut off, which literally means to suffer the death penalty. So here Daniel predicts that at a beginning point of this decree, 483 years later, the Messiah is going to show up and he's going to suffer the death penalty. This truly is an incredible prophecy. And it's important for you to understand that where we get the 483 years is where Daniel describes the 7 weeks and the 62 weeks. That's a total of 69 weeks or 69 7-year periods. And as you multiply that out, that's 483 years. That's the time period that will elapse from the beginning point of the decree. And remember, you start with the decree March 14th, 445 BC. 483 years later, the Messiah will be on the scene and suffer the death penalty. That's an incredible prophecy that Daniel is predicting here. Now, I'm not sure this is exactly accurate, but Sir Robert Anderson, in his commentary in the book of Daniel, has calculated 483 years after March 14th, 445 BC, that it would have been April 6, AD 32. And he based these 483 years, calculating them out on a 360-day year calendar. And that adds up to 173,880 days. And that would bring us to that April 6, 32 AD date. And I don't know if he's absolutely accurate on this point, but what it does for us, it sure brings us to that point in which the Bible claims that Jesus Christ was here on the scene, as recorded by eyewitnesses in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, approximately 32 AD. Now, scholars have been divided as to the exact year, the date that Christ died. Some dated as early as 30, others dated later in approximately 32 AD. So what this does for us, it gives us a ballpark figure. And you think about it. Who is the best candidate to be the Messiah, as predicted by Daniel, in approximately 30 to 32 AD, who suffered the death penalty? Obviously, Jesus Christ is an incredible fulfillment of this prophecy. It is interesting that in Luke chapter 19, verses 42 through 42, Jesus expected the people to understand that this was their time, that God was going to visit them. These verses read this way, saying, "If you had known, even you, especially in this your day, the things that make for your peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes. For the days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment around you, surround you, and close you in on every side, and level you and your children with you to the ground, and they will not leave in you one stone upon another, because you did not know the time of your visitation." And here verse 42 specifically mentions that they should have known the day. Now, the term day in the Bible can mean era, not necessarily a 24-hour period. But here he's holding them accountable. They should have known that this was the era, the time period, which the Messiah was going to be here. And because they didn't, they missed out on the blessings that God wanted to bring to the nation of Israel. But the bottom line here is this prophecy predicts that here's the starting point. 483 years later, the Messiah shows up, suffers, and dies. So 483 years from March 14th, 445 BC, brings us to that very era which Christ lived, walked among us. We have the eyewitness accounts, and he suffered and died on our behalf. And Daniel goes on to say, but this being cut off is not for himself. That's exactly what Isaiah 53 describes, that he didn't die because of his own sin or because he was deserving of being punished by God, but he died in our place. I love what Isaiah 53 verses 4 through 6 say on this topic. "Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was bruised for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." So that's truly being cut off, but not for himself, not because of his own sin. He didn't suffer the death penalty because of his own sin, but for us and on our behalf. And so this prophecy is very specific. Messiah will show up, he'll suffer the death penalty, and yet it will not be for himself. It'll be for the benefit of others. And that obviously fulfills all the prophecy spoken about the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, as in verse 25, Daniel does divide this time period. He says there shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. No one knows exactly sure why Daniel did that. Some say it's just poetic. It helps the passage flow a little bit better. Others say that it may have to refer to this is the time period it took to rebuild the city and the street, which would have been 49 years after the command, and then 434 years later, the Messiah shows up. That's a possible interpretation as well. But we specifically have the Messiah being cut off. I remember listening to the late Dr. Walter Martin on this passage of Scripture. He was debating a rabbi on Daniel chapter 9, and he pointed out that the Scripture said the Messiah would suffer the death penalty. And the rabbi said, "In all my studies of the Old Testament, I've never come across that prediction." And he brought him to Daniel chapter 9, verse 26, and says that phrase in Hebrew literally means to suffer the death penalty. And the rabbi, of course, had his Hebrew Bible with him and looked at it. Walter Martin said he looked back up at him almost in shock. And he said, "Well, I never had seen that before." All these truths are there within the Scripture for those who have hearts to draw near to God and wanting to understand His truth. That's what Paul means, where even now when the Old Testament is read, there's a veil over the Jews' eyes. They can't see these things clearly. But now the Holy Spirit has illuminated these truths to us. So here this prophecy is so important, and as I mentioned earlier, it truly is a backbone for the rest of the prophetic studies in the Old Testament as well as the New Testament. So it would be to your advantage if you would take time to understand Daniel 9, 24 through 27 first, and then build from there the way the rest of the prophecies of the Bible fit together. It'll be well worth your study if you take time in Daniel 9, 24 through 27.